Good evening. Today is November 27, 2007, and we are in the Emergence Community Arts Collective at 733 Euclid Street Northwest. My name is Thomas Smith, and today I will be interviewing Mr. Darren Jones as part of the Georgia Avenue Pleasant Plains Heritage Trail Project. For this project, we are preserving the history of Georgia Avenue between Florida Avenue and New Hampshire Avenue in Washington, D.C. We are working in partnership with Cultural Tourism D.C., with funding by the District Department of Transportation, the Office of Deputy Mayor for Planning and Economic Development, the U.S. Federal Highway Administration, the Neighborhood Investment Trust, Councilmember Jim Graham, Councilmember Kwame Brown, and Councilmember Carol Swartz. Thank you all for being here today, and thank you, Mr. Jones, for agreeing to share your stories with
us. Thank you.
Now, as we begin, I'd like to ask you, how long have you lived in the neighborhood?
I was born in this neighborhood in 1959, December.
Okay, so how long has your family been in this area?
My mother and father moved to this neighborhood back in 1955. They were living over in Berry Farms, and my father decided that he wanted to move his family to a different environment.
That's interesting. Okay, let me ask you, so you're two generations in this neighborhood now, then, your previous and now yours?
That's correct.
Okay, let me ask you as a child, if you can think about the good times you had, where did you start your childhood, and where did you go to school?
I went to Monroe Elementary School, I went to Banneker Junior High School, and I went to Cadoza High School.
Now you say Monroe, is that elementary school?
Monroe used to be at Georgia and Columbia Road. That school was torn down in the early 70s, and they built a new school, which is Bruce Monroe Elementary School.
Okay.
When I went to middle school, when I went to junior high, Banneker was a junior high school.
Okay. And then you said you followed up with going to...
I went to Cadoza High School.
So you did all your schooling right here in
this
vicinity. Well, let me ask, where did your parents work during this time?
My father worked at the Department of Defense, and he also worked in private industry as a printer. My mother worked also for the Department of Defense.
Okay, now let me just ask you quickly, around those times, what kind of opportunities were available for African Americans?
Pretty much people worked in small businesses, but my mother and father were lucky enough to go into the government and get good government jobs.
Okay. Well, you kind of mentioned businesses there, so I guess I'd like to ask you, what was the commercial scene like? What were the shops in the neighborhood like during that time?
Oh, we had a Safeway at Georgia and Columbia Road. We had shops up and down Georgia Avenue, and we also did a lot of shopping on 14th Street.
Okay. Now, for those of us like myself who may be a little wet behind the ears, we heard of streetcars and certain things like that along Georgia Avenue. How did you all get around the area?
We pretty much caught the bus. By the time I came along, the streetcars had been abolished and they had the buses.
Okay.
It was called DC Transit at the time. I was a little boy.
Okay. That's interesting. Do you know about when the streetcars stopped working?
Probably in the 1950s or so.
Wow, that's interesting. And if you are a religious person, may I ask, where did you go to church?
We attended Park Road Community Church up at Park Road right off of Sherman Avenue. At one point, it was on Georgia Avenue at Georgia and Irving Street. It wasn't called Park Road Community at that time, but it was in the basement of a building at Georgia and Irving.
That's interesting. Okay. Where did you socialize in the neighborhood?
Pretty much, I grew up on Hobart Place. Pretty much we stayed on the block and we played in the two twin parks. As I got a little older into junior high school, I started going to the Monroe Elementary School playground. And as I started to play with the different people that I went to school with, we started to come down to the Banneker Field and the Banneker Recreation Center.
Okay, so you used the Banneker Recreation Center. Were there any other places that you went for recreation or places that the youth would be able to play?
Once in a while, we would catch the bus and go down to Kennedy Playground down on 7th Street, but most of the time we did all of our playing here in the neighborhood.
Okay. Not too different from what's going on now. Which organizations did or do you belong to which are here in the neighborhood, or if any?
Well, when I was growing up, we had the Hobart Block Club. That was a block club that was very